Hi everyone, and welcome to this week's Motherkind Moment, your place on a Monday for some calm, some connection, and maybe even a shift in perspective before the week ahead. This week's moment is with Dr. Nicole LaPera. You might know her as the holistic psychologist. This is from an episode back in March 2021. Dr. Nicole is someone I've personally learned a lot from, and I find myself recommending her book, How to Do the Work, almost on a weekly basis. It is incredible. Please do check it out if you haven't seen her book already. In this clip, she talks about why most of us are living on autopilot or sleepwalking through life, as I sometimes call it, and how to change that. I hope you love it. Please do check out the full episode if you haven't listened to it already. It was from the 18th of March, 2021. And come back this Thursday for a full hour-long interview episode with a new guest. Here is the moment. Hope you love it. So if someone's listening and they're like resonating and nodding, where does someone start to unpack their own conditioning in order to maybe bring some more consciousness to the next generation?
I'm smiling very big because you just answered that question and using that word, that practice that I go on and on endlessly about, which is to become conscious. Whenever asked about how, you know, navigating life, creating change in our world, you'll always hear me revert back to what I believe is that foundational practice of becoming conscious and acknowledging that it is a practice. That by contrast, the large majority of us aren't living consciously, aren't showing up in each and every moment, fully present to the moment at hand. Most of us are in our past, you know, worrying about the argument that happened or the meeting that I have to do later. We're not fully present, making choices based on what's happening now. So most of us are doing that upwards of, depending on who you read, 80, 90% of our day, we're living from what I call that habit self. Stored in our subconscious, where all the habits and patterns that we picked up in childhood live. And I saw this very clearly in my old practice. I would see this in my own life. It's easier for most of us to see something in someone else before we see how patterned we are. But what I would see, and this was really frustrating, because here I was as the clinician in the room, as the clinical psychologist, and I would see week after week, very well set intentions, even plans to change, to do these things differently, to break these habits that were no longer serving my clients. Yet week after week, I would get a report of, I still said that same thing that I didn't want to say, or, oh, I didn't keep up with that habit that I now want to install in my life, et cetera. For a long time, I wondered, how kind of clinician am I? I can't help these people, can't help them change. And then when I really took a hard look in my life, I realized, oh, geez, I can't even help myself change. What I came to realize why none of us can change and why we're all stuck is because we are all living from that subconscious place. So the pathway out, first and foremost, is to discover, how conscious are you? A lot of us might think we're present. Yeah, I'm here. I'm awake every day. I'm going about my life. But are we really present to the moment at hand, or are we just on that blind autopilot? So, practical suggestion I like to offer for people, because I know all of us are walking around with some sort of electronic device today in the form of a phone. And I'd done this myself early on. I came to realize I was never present. I was always lost in thought or just somewhere else. I wasn't in the moment making choices based on the moment. I was making choices based on many past moments or concerns for future moments. So I set my alarm for random times throughout my day. Maybe just start with one time. You probably will forget by the time the alarm goes off at 2:30 this afternoon, say. When that alarm goes off, I want you to just check your attention. Where are you? Are you fully immersed and present in whatever you're doing? Talking to your friend, on that work project? Maybe you're eating a bowl of cereal. Are you actually there and present to it? Or are you like the large majority of us and somewhere else? And if we come up with that answer that we're somewhere else, we want to actually begin to fire up a new region in our brain, the conscious, the prefrontal cortex that lives right behind our foreheads. And to do so, we want to hook our attention in the present moment. And we have two hooks that I love to suggest using. Our breath, because chances are if you're living still in that moment, you're breathing. So if we tune our attention, right, hook it onto just the action of breathing, that allows us to come back into our body and be fully present to the moment. For some of us, that's a little hard. It's hard to hook our attention on our breath if we're not used to doing it. For others, it can be our senses. It could be the cereal that we're eating. How does it actually taste? Are you tasting the food? If you're doing the dishes, are you feeling your hands and the warm soap? Can you smell the aroma, et cetera, our senses. So we can do a senses check-in and tune our attention into our senses. Same thing happens. We drop into our body, now I'm fully present. The reason why I'm suggesting consciousness, especially for parents, many reasons. First and foremost, like I said, that is our opportunity to be present to now, to be present to possibly the child in front of me. For a lot of us and our children, that presence is all that's necessary. Receiving, right, whatever the child's expression in that moment, whatever it might be, as difficult as it may be to receive, for a lot of us, that soul, that essence, that's all it needs to feel safe to continue to do that is having a parent who's there for it. We want to obviously expand on why consciousness is so important. Consciousness allows us to begin to make new choices, to begin to break those habits and patterns that many of us have to break in adulthood that allows us to be present and to begin to make new choices.